Hey, welcome to the Rethink BlogFriends podcast. The BlogFriends seeks to start ministry conversations and connect ministry starters. Today I'm talking social media and water with an awesome guest. Jim Gray is the principal of Creative Fuel Studios. He blogs furiously and tweets even more furiously in many places, but what's so cool about Jim is his passion and ability to help other ministry leaders think through how to use new media strategically to realize their goals and bring more glory to Jesus, which is so exciting and love that. So, Jim, welcome to the show.
Hey, man, thanks a lot. Great to be here with a great... I think that the other thing, too, Brian, is that, when I'm talking to somebody, you know, we're talking about a project and I'm trying to get a feel for what they already do and things, I really... There might be something I might suggest to them that a social network they get started in. Maybe they need to be on something like LinkedIn.com professionally and, you know, connect with others on that. But we also, there's a lot of talk out there that social media has become so, in some ways, overbearing. You really have to make some decisions about how to gauge and measure and even how do I personally connect with people?
Right.
And so, you know, I think the other, yeah, like you said, we need to make some decisions about what we're going to use and stick with that. And maybe it's a blog, and maybe you don't want to blog. Maybe you're not a blogger. Maybe you're, you just want to, you have a Twitter account and you share with other people.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll give you I love stories about people that are doing things. You know, there's some churches here in the Northwest and some ministries that they're learning to use social media well and connected with others. And I have a friend of mine in Vancouver, Washington. He's the pastor at Whipple Creek Church. And they have used social media with Facebook and Twitter. You know, Brett's got a lot of friends. He's got a, you know, kind of a blog out there. But he's connecting with people. He was part of the Dream Year experiment this past year. And so they're actually collaborating with two other churches in the area, and they're starting a new, basically a church, but it's really more like a community. It's called Real Life in Hazeldale. They're basically going to be sort of like a dream center, but it's going to be inside the church.
Wow.
Brett's idea originally was that they would, you know, maybe buy a car dealership and have it in there, or, you know, and then he was like, dude, we need to have this. And if you look on missionguider.com, there's an interview with him, but you know, he's leveraging, you know, social media to get the word out there. Another local Portland deal is, there's John Sowers from the Mentoring Project, okay, and Tyler Braun are doing a great job of leveraging social media, blogging, Facebook, Twitter, using video to tell stories. They will go out and ask key people to share information. Like, you can find in your economy, so to speak, the people that are influencers that influence people and know how to like spread the word. You get those type of influencer evangelists on your team, you know, you can go really far.
Yeah.
But you start slow and work up. It's not about, and Twitter and Facebook is not about the numbers. It is about, you know, in the beginning it's about connecting, in the middle it's about being consistent, and then when you grow it's about, okay, how do I branch out and start developing different pieces of this.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this, and we have to break away from, I mean, everybody's talks or writes a post about being, I don't want to be narcissistic, blah, 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 but you got to be able to talk about yourself. You got to know who you are, know who you are kind of as a brand, and then be comfortable with that, and then connect with people and do your own thing.
Oh,
be creative.
Definitely. That's awesome. Well, I know I wanted to talk here, get your thoughts, and have you share a little bit about Gifts of Water.
Yes.
You sent me the link. I'm looking at the site right now. It's really awesome. It's giftsofwater.com. And why don't you tell me a little bit about that?
So Gifts of Water is an initiative of Water Missions International based out of South Carolina. And the basic idea is that it's called the 10 Campaign. And the 10 Campaign is basically... in fact, I have one of the cards here in my office, and it's got this some really great pictures on there. by a really cool photographer and friend of mine, Mr. Havens. But basically the idea is that you take this card, one person gives $10 equals one person gets safe water. Well, if 10 people gave $10 each, 10 people get safe water. 10 people, or 10 cards, or 10 people times 250 people, 10 times 250 people give $10 each, it's water for an entire community.
Wow.
Now the other thing that really, so how it works is you text WMI 85944, you text that. Obviously, that goes to your cell phone bill or whatever. But and you can give online through watermissions.org/give. One of the things they're really big on is they wanted people to provide their email so they can celebrate together, and they would actually link you to a video where you can see the water system being put in that community.
Oh, that's awesome.
So it's kind of do that post community piece. They have 10 cards on there. So what we're asking in my partnership with and Jerry Miner, you can follow him at Jerry Miner. It's M-I-N-E-R. Okay. Or follow at Gifts of Water on Twitter or Gifts of Water on Facebook as well. It's a great little campaign. We got a really cool video with it. Now a lot of Christians ask me about the social justice piece, and they currently have 8 systems in Pakistan, and that's all the connection there is all through a local pastor.
Wow.
So there's some other systems in Malawi and some other countries. And so the goal is that, you know, not only providing safe water, but also providing an outlet to the gospel through the social justice initiative. And obviously there's other groups, other water groups that go other ways with that. But they say, you know, on the card, that's, you know, they want to give clean, safe water, but it's also, you know, if you sit down and talk with Jerry Miner, you'll know it's about ultimately sharing the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
And by the, you know, money that's given is towards the drilling the well, but then with the intentionality of giving, you know, helping this be an outlet to sharing with people about something, you know, giving the spiritual water.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. Well, I just love it too. I hope people take a look at the site and consider, but also just even consider the process and the way they have it set up with text messaging and a smaller amount of donations and all those, even that post connection piece that you mentioned, because I think, like you said at the beginning, just people that they want to participate, they want to be engaged too. They want to give, but they want to see where it's going. They want to have a little bit of part in the process and contribute in that way too. So
Brian, here's the deal, dude. Here's the deal, bro. I say that you and I do give $10.
Yeah.
We say, like, you'd be one of my 10 friends.
Sure.
I'm going to recruit 10 friends. So after this, I'm going to put you down, Brian Perella. So you better tell your wife or whoever that you're, you're like, oh, Jim, you stick money on that checkbook.
That's all right.
No pressure, bro. No, nothing like putting the podcaster on the spot.
That's right.
Yeah, it's a great, Jerry's become a good friend, and there's another really great group out of Lexington, Kentucky that built a site, and they're called talentattach.com.
Okay.
You can find out more about them at the bottom of the site. Tim Savage and his team have done a great job of building the site and building all the social media outlet pieces.
Yeah.
And so we're going to have a blog campaign launching in the next 7 days. It's already out there on most of the Christian and Reform blogs, which are kind of the same thing, but you know, we put a lot of energy into October, you know, 10-10-10, and the 10 campaign launching, and so it'd be really exciting to see. Jerry, by the way, Jerry Miner is also part of the Dreamer project with Ben Arment, so kind of fun to be involved with something like this that's part of that project and part of that dream.
Yeah.
And need to see what God's doing through all that.
Yeah. Well, this has been super helpful. I hope people are, again, furiously writing down links and texting in and all those sorts of things, but really appreciate you taking the time, Jim, and just for everybody listening, the notes will be on the website. You can check that out, and I really do hope you take the time and follow Jim on Twitter. Where can they find
best you? Best way to follow me is @Jim_Gray.
Okay.
And then on Facebook, I don't really remember what the connection there is, but you can find me through You can find me through our creativefuelstudios.com and click on talent, and it's got my link there. And you can find there's more ways than you can ever possibly want to connect with somebody on there. And but yeah, and I'd love to come back sometime and follow up if you have some people that have benefited from information.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I hope, yeah, people do. And even if you just take 2 minutes to go look at the different sites that Jim's a part of and starting, I think it's just a helpful way when you're thinking about if you're younger and entrepreneurial and missional and you want to mix things up and get things started in 5 different places. Jim's a great mentor and just someone to watch and see what he's doing. So I hope people take the time.
Absolutely. Yeah, if you're, in the next year, be at some conferences and stuff, so follow that as well. I'd love to meet if there's any Campus Crusade folks in Seattle. They've got time to come 3 weeks from now to calibratenorthwest.com.
Okay.
I'd love to meet with them and connect with them if they're listening to this. So.
Sweet. Yeah, we'll put the link on there too. I know we have definitely some people listening. So thanks so much, Jim, and thanks to all you guys who are listening in. Appreciate it, and I hope to see you the next time. Sweet. Thanks, man. That was super helpful.
Yeah. Dan.